I think there's some people in your area that don't like Santa. I think they think I'm jumping the holiday train too soon, but that's all right. You know, I literally just knocked out. Think about it. Fall, Thanksgiving, Halloween, and Christmas. So I just finished the year. Now I don't really have to put up, we're not putting up much of anything. I don't know how, or how I'm going to feel on Christmas. I'm not even jump, you know, to Christmas yet, but you know, I was honestly thinking about it. You know, I was thinking, what would I like to do? You know, is Christmas something small, something I wanted to do last year? And there's like festival lights and things in Ohio, different light displays. I would like to go to one of those I have in my mind. I'm thinking, and of course, you know, the drive through light displays, that's a given. I went through one of those in Ohio that moved. I used to go to yearly. I used to take the first kiddos with me, with us, you know, and I was in relations, but they moved it, and I went to that last year, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And it was nice to be able to, you know, do things, you know, stay on, you know, traditions. If you feel like traditions, you get new and old, and it's something old tradition you keep up with. But, you know, you do what you want to do, and don't worry about it. You know, don't worry about what other people think. It doesn't matter. And, you know, I don't know. You know, people just think like it's such a big deal, you know, and certain things people talk about and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, and relations and relationships going left, right, and sideways. It's like a country song. And it's the truth is Eric is after this. You know, I always told Eric when he worked as a deputy, you know, when we lived out of state in corrections, and I told him, don't talk about, you know, it's fine to talk about yada, yada, you know, small talk, but don't get into, like, things that I just don't even talk about on the podcast with people I don't know when you're at work. It just makes me feel weird. And especially if somebody wants to go out and their first time meeting you and they know all this stuff about you, like this deep dark stuff, and it's just corny and weird, and it makes me completely uncomfortable, and I don't like that. And I don't know how many times we've gotten arguments about, you know, and I don't like to say, just don't do that. You know, you got to respect. Please don't do that. And maybe it's because how I know, you know, before podcasting that, but when I worked, I kept the small talk and personal stuff off topic. If somebody wanted to talk about a client or a rep that was managing, if they wanted to talk about their life and things, well, I'd let them, but I would plead the fifth. I was all business. I just never believed in mixing personal stuff. And that, I believe, was the power of success and be able to get promoted constantly because I didn't share the stuff. And they didn't know I was sick. So that just tells you how much I didn't share my personal matters. But when Eric started sharing personal matters, that's when the podcast and everything started coming alive and sound music because you're going to continue talking about personal stuff. I don't care who you are. And I'm asking you, please not do it. I'm going to talk about personal stuff. Yeah, I'm sorry, but sometimes I have to think that people have to realize, you know, if somebody's telling you not to talk about blah, 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 I don't care in what setting, whether it's online, social media, in person. I mean, I don't care what setting is, and you don't respect that and you keep doing it. I mean, sometimes you have to take a dose of your medicine and a big old heaping spoonful to understand, you know, how does it feel? You know, it doesn't feel good, does it, you know? But now we're such in a day of the internet that it's like everybody vents about everything online. I used to think like, well, I don't know, you know, I don't know how I feel about that. But now it's like we're in a day and age in society where let's just face it, nobody wants to be around anybody. People don't even say hi anymore. They don't say thank you, excuse me. They don't give a damn. Everybody lost their decency, morals. And, you know, I had two gentlemen this week literally stopped me and say, I said, something about you two gentlemen. And all they responded was, is thank you for the respect and calling us gentlemen. I can't tell you last time that somebody actually used manners in today's society. This guy is actually a performer on a cruise ship. He's a comedian. And he was talking to a gentleman that was his first time cruising. And I was on live and, they were at the bar and stuff, and you know, we all can see each other, you know, with that screen. And I asked them what casino, and I knew he was a comedian and stuff, and, you know, he was on that cruise the whole time performing, but I didn't know if he was in Vegas, and they said it was a cruise, and I said, what are you gentlemen drinking? And they were drinking straight bourbon, but it was just as they said. I never heard anybody, you know, call us by gentleman and sir. I said, you know, I'm sorry that happens, you know, that people don't use manners and respect one another enough in public, but I think it's just society and the way things are, and it's people, you know, because folks, how you address people in the public is your decision and your behavior, what comes out of your mouth, or what doesn't come out of your mouth, or what shouldn't come out of your mouth, okay? There's nobody that can control that, only you. Sorry, can't blame on anything, bad day, whatever, it doesn't matter. That's as far as talk on your car, underneath your roof, whatever. It's just society, you know? And it's a sad shame, you know? I don't know. Our great-great-grandparents would be, you know, pretty disappointed in all of us. That's all I got to say, you know? They were raised differently, you know, with morals, manners, and decency, and I don't know what happened to it. It's just, you know, and people also, you know, they do things and lose respect. You know, you can only respect people so long if they disrespect you. And getting back to what I was saying is they used to think differently about sharing and talking about personal matters. Now, getting into really some deep stuff, like, you know, with him sharing stuff with some Singapore criminal ring, scam ring online. Now, that was a hell no. That was uncalled for. I asked him before not to do that stuff with this wannabe young kid under the age of 18 posing as one of these wrestlers, and then giving him personal information and stuff and talking about me was a hell no. And they don't do it again. And this is why, you know, you can't trust the crazies out there. They're doing stuff like that. You know, they're capable of anything, and they're doing it again, you know. And sometimes, like I say, you've got to learn. It's like a spoonful of medicine, you know. You got to learn. You don't like the taste, you know. Then put the spoon down, you know. Quit grabbing somebody else's spoon and, you know, serve it and dishing it when they don't even know what's going on, you know. Because sometimes I think we just have to learn our lessons the hard way, you know. And I believe that tip for tap. Sorry, but I'm in a different part of my life. And sometimes we have to tip for tap, you know. And eventually people understand it's not fun. I don't like that. Then you hope that people stop. You know, not no matter what you're talking about, just behavior and decisions, you know. But we're in a day and age now, and social media, and people talk about everything. And I mean, everybody's following and seeing what Britney Spears is up to today, yesterday, the next week, whatever. And heck, there's podcasts that are literally driven around what Britney Spears is doing, and I assume like a post or whatever. I don't know, but. You know, I think even Britney Spears is not that stupid and realizes that, you know, you're not going to stop, you know, the way society is. If anybody thinks this is going to get better, it's not. It's just instead of talking and around about, you know, around the table, like normally used to happen in societies ago, we're now talking about everything around a table of thousands, if not millions of people, and we're doing it behind a screen. You know, that's the truth. We just shifted our table to behind a screen. Now we don't have to come face to face. We can just do it behind a screen. That's just society. That's where it's going. It's not going to get any better. So I'm sorry. COVID made it worse. Nobody could be around anybody. So you had really no choice. But then it became to where this feels more comfortable and safe. Or you feel more comfortable talking behind the screen or whatever your situation is. And, you know, I don't know. You know, some people are like, don't talk about things that have relationships and things online and blah, 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 blah. And I used to be a believer in that until I had back-to-back relations and things happened, you know, and literally taking everything and saying things and doing things behind my back. And I'm completely oblivious. I don't know what's going on. You know, if you remember back when how podcasts used to be as entertainment, it used to be, I love puppetry and things like that. I like being creative and I enjoy, a lot of kids enjoy, so many kids enjoy the puppetry and be able to take it over to different platforms. And, you know, you have people just ruin things. You know, they ruin wholesome entertainment and things. And then all of a sudden you find out, you got this person, and then it's connected group of people, and blah, 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 and saying all this stuff behind your back during holidays. I mean, and you're not, I mean, you obviously you can't respond because I didn't know anything was going on. You know, you're in a relationship, you know, if you're going to do that, well, then it's fair game. I'm going to do it right back, you know? There's a point in life where, no, you're not supposed to do tit for tat, but there's a point in life, too, that I believe, and that people have to learn. There has to be a learning curve there. I've not been under any therapist yet that has not made a comment that sometimes we have to learn the hard way, and we have to show back what people give for them to understand how to feel. It doesn't feel good, but you've been doing this to me, or you've been behaving this way to me, or you've been saying this to me, or doing this on my back, whatever. And yes, relationships should be behind the scenes. Like I said, you know, whatever my personal life is my personal life, and I respect Dolly Parton, and I could care less. If I'm in a relation, no matter what it is, if somebody's talking behind my back, like what I've dealt with prior in my life, then I don't have to worry about me ever talking to that person because I'm not going to be around them. I learned too much, you know? All I have to find is one little thread, and that's it. I'm pulling the whole, you know, spool, so to speak. But, you know, if you don't share that stuff, then I'm just not going to, and things that I believe are sacred, private. And I kept them that way in relationships. You know, I'm not going to say how or what kind of relationship talk about, but I kept it private and quiet. I didn't discuss stuff, and then everything starts surfacing. I mean, years of things, years, going to everybody, talking about things, the holidays, and I'm not present, and they're talking about me, talking about things, and it's like, you know, it's like just literally, I don't know, it's just the epitome of low, you know, to where it's like, okay, one side story. Well, here, I'm not going to just talk back. I'm giving the other side, my side, which you didn't hear, you know, whatever the situation that it was. That's part of freezing your, freeing yourself, you know, sharing your side, the truth, you know, share your truth. You have a right to share your truth in a situation matter where it's one-sided and this is going on for a long time. We're talking years, folks, years. With Eric, I kept telling him, quit talking about stuff at work because it was coming back to me. Don't talk about things in a little small town. I kept things quiet in the beginning. I really did. I kept it quiet. People would say, blah, 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 blah. I'm at home. You know, I just say stupid, or, oh, I just, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, where were you at? Blah, blah, blah. But then all of a sudden, you run across two people, and it's like, yeah, I heard blah, 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 blah about me. And it's such a little small town. I'm like, I'm not from around here. I'm not from the state. I'm not from around here. And only one person's coming from. Who's it coming from? Eric. You know, it's like, man, I told you to talk about stuff at work. Now you're bringing this in an area where we both agreed we don't talk about things in this area because it's small. People gossip. They love gossiping. They'll talk everything about everyone. That's in any small area. I'm sorry, folks. That's just the way it is. It doesn't have to be. It could be anywhere. That's the truth. I come in. I want to come in quiet. I wanted to leave quiet. You know, I wanted to move out of the area I was in so I could, you know, recover from the oncology treatment, do it quietly. And nobody knows where I was, who I was. Then all of a sudden, it's like I realized that this individual is divulging everything and saying everything and going to everybody in Timbuktu and their brother and mother in the area. And then it was like, oh, hell is it? Really? Okay, well, here. I'm going to do a one back. Here's a podcast. Here's a lawn sign. Now, here you go. Then it was like everything changed. Do I regret it? Hell no, I don't. No. Because by the time I had a chance to even think or blink, you know, same individual, and then it was like the whole group is going around and just going to everybody and saying all this stuff. And I didn't even get a chance to even think about my side because I know what's going on. So that's what I mean. You know, I've always been that person in high school. You can tell me the secrets and tell me whatever. And I always kept it to myself because I was never into it. Let's talk, tell everybody with a brother and mother. I went into that, you know, is respecting that. But when people are not respecting you and hurting you and saying things, and sometimes who they are should never happen. Oh, hell no. It's morals and decency. Let's go biblical here. Why don't we? You know, sorry, I'm not a holy roller by any means. Let's go biblical. You didn't need to go by anything in the Bible. Well, I'm sure you've cracked it open quite a few times. I've seen you, but you didn't go by anything. You go through communion or whatever situation you're in. Well, you might as well just go ahead and give the holy water and everything back and the bread and slice of pizza if they gave it out that Sunday or holiday. Because you didn't go by anything at all. You don't have stuff that I didn't know what's going on. Oh, yeah. I'm finally, when I get my breath, you know, I get a good day, I'm going to I'm going to show the other side. That's really what it's been about, folks. It's not about, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's sharing a side that I was never able to share my side for many, many years. I didn't have the energy. I was tired. I was exhausted. You know, you go to oncology treatments, you go extreme of this stuff, and I did it. It's not a joke. It takes forever to recover from this stuff, and then you don't even fully recover. You don't even get to, you know, obliterate the tumor, and all of a sudden it just shrinks, but it never went away, and then it starts growing back 3 weeks later, and you're going through the hell all over again, and the hell the second time's worse than the hell the first time, and that's the truth. And then you've got people that you really think, wow, you know, these people should have been, I mean, these people are, I mean, they should have been first and foremost of kindness, compassion, caring, but most importantly, knowing what the word love means. And instead, you realize, wow, everything is said is nothing but the word hate. There's no love in it. It's also hate. You got to speak up for yourself. When you got time, you got to speak the truth. You got to give the other side. You know, it's like emptying out a jar. Get the last nook and cranny out, folks. You got to do that. You got to respect yourself. You know, don't leave this earth without respecting yourself. Don't leave this earth without addressing everything so you can exit peacefully. A lot of times, I mean, it's true. I don't believe that we exit fully until we resolve and we go through everything that we need to. You know, every I's dot, every T's crossed. You know, and that time is completely over and you've completely freed yourself and all said and done, you know, then you can exit peacefully with Earth. But I don't believe until then, no. Especially people do really malicious, hurtful things, you know. Not okay, never okay. And then they don't feel that they have any need to apologize, don't address it, talk around it, walk around it, bury it if they could right now. I don't know how people walk around like that. I mean, maybe I have too much of, you know, conscious. But I don't know how some people have no conscience at all. No guilt, no nothing. Absolutely nothing. Cold as ice. That's no feeling. I mean, it's like that. They have no feelings at all. You know, but to a lot of people, you know, people, whether they're talking or social media or whatever, and you shouldn't talk about relationships and blah, 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 blah. I mean, I've heard it, you know, who hasn't heard it over the years since social media's been around, but I'm sorry, folks, you know. If people are going to try burying it behind the scenes and you're trying to get up off the ground or out of the ground with your health and your life, you know, you're going to be resurrected, boy. I tell you what, you're going to give your truth. You're going to say the other side, the facts, you know, and call out the lies. You know, this is your redemption time. But as far as relationships, you know, in this podcast, I wanted to go in a different direction, but I don't feel like script, so this is what's going to be. As far as relationships, you know, you respect one another. And that's the truth. I respected Eric and things that he would probably never want me to divulge, never want me to tell, and why would I? You know, when you get married and you're in relationships, they're serious. You know, you're supposed to be able to confide and trust in each other. But, you know, when he's telling me, listen, I called your mom, I called your family, so-and-so called me, blah, 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 and I'm unaware of all this stuff. And then there's exchanges of words, and sometimes words are very like, what the hell's going on? Whoa, you know? When you're with someone, you're married to someone, you're supposed to protect them, especially as a man. You're supposed to protect the lady. Maybe I'm old school, but I'm sorry. I'm my grandmother's Spitfire granddaughter, you know, Spitfire grandmother. I'm a daughter or granddaughter because I don't believe in not protecting and respecting the woman, you know. You're supposed to keep that stuff right at the root. And I don't care who it is, who's contacting you or whatever. You know, you cut that conversation. I mean, any good mental health therapist will tell you that. You don't do things and hide things and secrets that were kept. I didn't find out until, like, I mean, years and years later. I mean, no trust. The trust is blown. And you blow it, like, I mean, past the point of there's not even an ounce of dust on the ground. There's no ever getting that back. You know, what I'm guilty of is allowing someone the opportunity of chance after chance. Even some things that were downright not okay. But entrusting that they're seeking the help and talking to people they need to and becoming a better version, learning mistakes and learning to say I'm sorry and why and not just saying words, just to say words, you know, and not doing it, you know. And then, you know, everybody gets to a point, and I have, where enough's enough. That's it. And then the big dogs come behind you, and they're staying behind you. They're protecting you, and they're saying, that's it. That's enough. You know, that's it. That's enough. Not one big dog, multiple big dogs behind you, and that's it. Enough's enough. Oh, there's no more, you know. I have forgiven too often. I have forgiven in my lifetime, this lifetime in general, I've forgiven too often. I have forgiven too easily. I needed to use my voice. I needed to share my truth. I needed to speak my truth. I needed to stick up for myself. These were things that I had done in my younger years, especially in my 20s. And, you know, for whatever reason, maybe medically, I don't know. I lost that somewhere, somehow. But it's come back. I mean, it slowly has come back. You know, people have the right and power to change. People can change, but the people can change is you. You're the people. You're the person. You have to change because you want to change. People can say whatever they want. Oh, I changed. Oh, I changed. I could call a crock you know what too. Your actions don't match it. I'm sorry. You haven't changed. But I'm sorry. I think in a marriage and relationship, you know, a man needs to protect the woman and lady. You know, I just old school like that. But when it comes to social media, we all think we're in this day and age where talking openly and freely about your life, relationships, whatever, can disappear. It's not. You know, some people call it like drama, and I've heard before, like, and it's such dramatic, and it's just silly, and this is this. But those are the people that are doing it behind the scenes. You're just doing it a different way. So how can you call the kettle any other way? You know, I just think COVID had a lot to do with this, how, why society is now freely using social media like Facebook and Instagram, but Instagram, what's X? I don't know which one's which. Twitter? I don't know. But now freely talking about things. I'm not talking about entertainment like podcasts or news or anything like that. I'm talking about just basic social media where you have your friends from high school and family members and coworkers, yada, yada, yada. People are talking about things freely. There's no face-to-face connections anymore. People aren't meeting out anymore. People aren't getting together anymore. There's no more family gatherings like there used to be. There's no more get-togethers anymore. There's no more, you know, getting all your friends together. And there's no more reunions like there used to be at school stuff and, you know, high school. And people are growing more comfortable being behind a screen and not comfortable around people. And I'm sorry, but you're not used to it now and you don't like it. That's your choice, but you're not going to have a choice in the matter because it's only going to get more in depth. There's going to be more platforms to where people can, and I don't think there's anything wrong with expression and releasing emotionally how you feel, especially if you have depression or something or anxiety or whatever, and you want to connect and relate. We're going past groups. We're going past private groups. We're just freely talking, and some people have a problem with that. But if you're talking around and gatherings, whether it's friends or family or anything else, you're doing the same thing that people do behind a screen. There's really no difference except the setting. Now, that comes from my therapist. There's really no difference. It's just the setting. That's it. But people are not comfortable being around people anymore. And I don't know if COVID brought that around. The global warming this year with so many horrible things that have happened where people have lost a lot. And they don't want to complain or say anything because the person next to them, in front of them, behind them, and around them are going through devastating things too. That they don't feel they should or they can be able to express themselves because they feel selfish if they do. They're going behind the screens. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. A lot of people don't have insurance. They can't afford mental health. They can't afford $75 out of pocket. I mean, most insurance plans aren't covering full mental health anymore. That's the truth. Unless you have double plans, you know? I had to get on two plans just to get things covered for me, and that's just medication. Mental health was always, you know, something I didn't have to pay out of pocket. And I'm blessed and fortunate for that. But there are people I know, as well, as told me how much they're out of pocket for. I'm working with $75 a visit, and they can't afford that. So what other way to do it is going, like I say, behind the screen and talking and releasing and freeing yourself, and you do what you need to do. But I'm going to say this, you know. When it comes to intimate relationships and marriage and you're engaged, your boyfriend, girlfriend, and you're really, really, really serious, you know, the respect works both ways of not to say and talk about really intimate things, really private things, things like that, to out in the public or certain, you know, situations. And you have to communicate that. I did with Eric. He can never say I didn't tell him, listen, this is why I don't want you talking about things at work. But it continued. And then there were so many things talked about that it was like, I left her, you know? And then it got to the point where, you know, going to, you know, blood relatives and stuff, and me not knowing phone calls and things, and the trust is really grown. And that's the truth. And then going to a small area you live in, and then saying this to people who don't know who I am, and then they happen ironically to go across me and go, are you so-and-so that lives here? It's always this. This is what I get, and I get it once a week, which is why I like going out in the evening. And it's sad I'm like this now. I wanted to move somewhere small so I could escape all that big city stuff, so I can have some privacy, so I can recover from oncology treatments, so I can get away from the function and just disappear and nobody knows who I am. And that was always my goal. But it wasn't that way. Because this person started off, this group of people, started contacting everybody, saying things, doing things, do this, do that, do this, do that. And I had no privacy. And then the hell with it. Put the podcast up. Here I am. You know, at that point, it didn't matter. Here I knew who I was. And then Eric, you know, once things was going on and happening at the marriage, and I, you know, I couldn't, sorry, you know, he did so many hurtful things that it's like it wasn't a marriage anymore. But then releasing and talking about all this stuff freely in a small little area, and it always happens this way. Either someone has a podcast, just send me an email, offline email, or the other 50%. I will walk in somewhere, go somewhere, somebody will look at me and go, are you the person that lives on the hillside of blah, blah, blah street in this house with the fence in the front with the dogs? Yeah. Oh, really? And then it starts. You know? And things that they say is not made up. Only one person's divulging this stuff. And you're listening right now, that's you. You'll never have a marriage, a successful marriage, doing things like that. It'll never go anywhere. It'll never not be anything. But I can only stand back and say, please don't do this for so long. And then I'm going to start talking. My side. My truth. And at that point where I'm at in my journey, you know, I'm freeing myself. And at the end of the day, folks, you know, when you're talking your truth and you're sharing the facts and it is what it is, it doesn't matter. You know, this is the time that you need to free yourself, and you need to make sure when you're at this part of your journey that everything is at peace and there's nothing left to address and everything's out. You know, you handled your side, you gave your side, you gave your truth, and that's it. Done. You know, this is when you literally go like this off your shoulders. It's done. You know, somebody approaches me now, and I've had it just happen. What was it? Tuesday? I had it happen Tuesday. Yeah, somebody brought him up, you know. There's a point of not to say something, and there's a point of when you need to say something, you know. Because when you're not saying something, when you're saying, hey, listen to somebody that is supposed to respect you and respect what you have and what's under the roof, and they don't, you know. Sometimes you don't have a choice but to speak up, tell the truth, and respond. You know, everybody's different, every situation. But in the situations I've been in, I have no choice. I have to, you know. And it's things I just don't have the luxury to hold to the fact. It can't be. You don't want that weight on the shoulders. You know, you just don't want it, folks. But, you know, I'm saying this. You know, when you walk into a marriage, whatever situation, you're engaged, whatever, and you're getting ready to get married or you just got married, whatever. I'm just saying this what it is, you know. And I think this is when you learn from people who've gone through, you know, trials and tribulations and the hard times like I have, which has been experienced to me in wisdom, is I'm going to pass this wisdom experience of what I went through to anyone listening, whether you're getting ready to get married, you're planning a wedding, or you just got married. The day that you go outside of your marriage and you make a pact to not discuss your personal, private, I mean, going to play poker or something, that's fine. I went to Timbuktu for vacation and I went to this restaurant, whatever. That's one thing. I'll talk about other stuff. When you start divulging really, really private health stuff that's not even divulged online, and you start, you know, I mean, you start making contacts with people that you just don't, and you do it secretly, or you take phone calls and you do secret calls back to back, and whoever's doing the secret with the secret, you both are wrong. If it's multiple people, everybody's wrong. Because you don't do secretive things like facts. And you don't love anyone when you do that. There is no love when you're hiding your real secret. That's hate. There is no love, it's hate. And some people say jealousy. I don't know. A hateful jealousy. Jealousy, hateful, hatefulness. I don't know. You go doing that, and you're married, and you make a pact. It's called respect. And a man should respect the woman and the lady. Okay? I'm old school like that. I'm entitled to how I feel. As soon as you cross that line, you're done. You know why? Because when you cross the line, you start discussing personal, private, really deep, dark stuff. And I don't care what kind of atmosphere you do it, besides a therapist's office, what you just divulge goes from one set of ears to another, to another, to another, to another. And guess who the last set of ears gets back to? That's right. The person that you made a pact and a trust with, and you should respect regardless when you're married, of keeping some things of privilege and privacy among yourself. Amen.